Hey guys, on today's podcast, we are answering your questions. We're going to talk about watt intensity and how to pace them. We're going to look at how to program your rest and recovery days and how to schedule your perfect week here at CrossFit Inside Out.
And we're back, CFIOs.
Fourth?
Yes.
Fourth.
I always get so
podcast.
Nervous at the beginning.
Yeah. This is so good. So this is number four. Is four a big number? That's
no.
That's pretty
huge.
Amazing.
It's a milestone.
You're almost on the second hand
if
you're counting by your fingers.
Yeah. So I have with me Coach Alyssa.
Hey.
Sitting to my left. Brian. Coach
woo,
Brian.
Woo!
When you yell like that, I get this thing that says over. So don't.
And then we have Coach B, Brandon.
Don't call me B.
Can we start over?
You don't like B?
No. That's funny. I call you B during
workouts.
That's where I got it from, man. I thought you and Brian had something going like that. You figured it out. You want to be called that.
I felt so much closer to
in
you.
High school,
I
used, in high school, they used to call me B-Dob, and I hated it. And then I transferred into college. And just, I
B-Nob?
B-Dob. It's my last name. B-Dob. Dobson. Yeah, so they used to call me B-Dob.
We're starting over, right?
Yeah, we're going to absolutely start over.
No, we're not.
And we're back.
No starting over on this. So, number four. What do we have on tap today, Brandon?
So, The Greg, I think that's his Instagram name if you want to go stalk him down on Instagram, but The Greg Jones. Greg and Casey recently joined a couple months ago and have been absolute rock stars in the gym. They fit our gym personality perfectly. They are, interested in learning and interested in bettering themselves and getting better at all the movements. One of the things I love about Greg personally is he's always asking questions. Any workout we have, he always asks questions. And last week we posted on a Facebook page, what are some things you want us to talk about? So we're kind of writing down that list, and Greg asked a really good question. How do you program your rest days? What do you do on days that you don't work out, or how do you, there should be a better way to word this. Oh, I should just read his comment verbatim.
Yeah, if you want to look that up.
Yeah, I should probably look that
pretty
up.
Pretty cool. Casey actually, they lived in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Casey was doing CrossFit before Greg. And then when they moved back, I know he's going to school. I don't know if she's going to school. Mm-hmm. For sure, he's going to school.
Yeah.
But
she's
anyway,
about
she kind of talked him into joining.
Yeah.
So I think he's having a good time.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Did
man.
You? Who had him in?
I had him in startup, and he did a great job. We did more with him in startup than most people, and it was a whole lot of fun. And I agree with you, Brandon. B. He likes to ask.
Yeah.
He likes to ask questions.
B-Dub.
Never told him
which
that.
Is a good thing. So one of the things I like to think about rest days, I've kind of renamed my rest day, and I call my rest day now a mobility and recovery day. So that means I'm not doing nothing on my rest day. I'm doing mobility and recovery on our rest day. If you were at Wednesday's workout, that 11 limber, that limber 11, that's a good example of something that we could all do on our quote-unquote rest day, but now start calling it mobility / recovery day. If you've got a foam roller at home, a lacrosse ball at home, a tennis ball at home, that's a great thing that we can all be doing on recovery days just to allow our body to recoup, to be ready for the next day. But I know, Brandon, you got the specific question.
Yeah, well, and I'll say, too, about that limber 11. I feel so much better. It was weird. I was thinking about this morning when I woke up. My hips feel so much, and I don't know if it's because I had to do it 7 times, coaching the workout,
right,
but
right.
My hips feel so much, much better than they normally would have. Here's Greg Jones' question. He wants to know about frequency of or when to have a rest day with the current programming cycle. And whether it should be the typical CrossFit 3-on, 1-off. And I know when we all went to get our certification, that's what we learned. 3 days on, 1 day off, and of course, since we have 7 days in a week, that kind of makes it difficult with Sundays, and you get alternating days. So let's talk about it. How do you look at
Did
rest days?
Did you read
days?
This question?
That was exactly the question.
Oh, okay, awesome. yeah. And we're back. Go ahead. Tell us.
Or you want me to answer the question?
Because I don't take rest days.
Neither do I.
Yeah. Really?
Well, so we were talking about this yesterday. we were...
I was kidding. I do take.
Yeah, you take a lot of rest days.
Every day's a rest day.
So recently, especially the past month, I've been working out Monday through Saturday. And one of my biggest fears in doing that is, one, getting adrenal fatigue. I don't want to overdo it. But I, with the nutrition plan that I'm on currently, you know, if I don't work out that day, I don't get to eat, you know, as many carbs the other day. So I kind of work out for the carbs. But as a result, there are some workouts where I don't give it 100%. And I think that's a good segue into, you know, when do you give your workouts 100%? I remember when I first started CrossFit, it was like the mentality was every workout needs to be absolute 110% no matter what. And maybe sometimes when we coach, we kind of give that mentality too. But recently in our programming, there are some days we have to scale it back a little bit and say, hey, let's do this workout at 80% and not, you know, go that full 100% every time. Yeah. So I think if you do so, you're going to get burned out, especially if you're not taking rest days right throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we go through? So, Brian, you're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, what about you?
Generally, I'm a 3-day on, 1 day off, but then including that Sunday. Sunday, I'm always lifting at home in the garage with my son, but it's a light Sunday. You know, I'm working out with him, so it's a light day of lifting whatever that I have programmed for him. Thursday is generally an off day unless, you know, I'm so intrigued by the workout that I want to do those movements, but I'll always go a little, not as hard, like Brandon was saying, on that off day. So my off day turns into a recovery slash light day instead of a completely off day. And at my senior master's age, I really do need to those recovery moments as well. But that Limber 11, I agree with you. Helped me greatly after coaching 2 or 3, I think I did, and doing it was awesome. A lot of fun. What do you got, Alyssa?
Yeah, so my my weeks are kind of a little all over the place just because Rob and I are kind of training for that half marathon that's coming up at the end of March. So I'm trying to kind of figure out, you know, like how often can I be CrossFitting while I'm kind of training for that race. So what this week has looked like so far, I've done CrossFit every day up until Thursday. So I've done it 4 days this week. And then I actually went for a run yesterday afternoon as well. So I know yesterday's workout was kind of one of those sprint ones. So it was one of those shorter ones. You go at a lot harder pace. So I felt like I had a good amount of time to kind of recover. So then last night I just went for like a short 3-mile run. And then I'll take Friday off. And
did
then,
you just say short 3-mile run?
So, a nice easy pace, right? 75-80% what we've been talking about. So then I'll work out Saturday, okay? So Friday will be my rest day. Saturday I'll work out here at the gym.
Friday's going to be your rest day?
Friday's going to be my rest day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those banded deadlifts or whatever it is they're doing.
So just to clarify, because we are recording this on a Thursday.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know, you're probably listening to this on Monday or later in the week if you're hearing this another time. Just to give you a brief scope, you know, so Wednesday's workout was a longer workout, right?
Yeah, Tuesday. And
yeah, you're right.
Sleep.
Tuesday we had a long workout.
Yeah.
We burned a lot of calories in that workout. This long 25-minute grueling.
That Pastor Tim crushed.
Yeah. I wasn't even in the picture. My score was so low. I think I wasn't even up there. So we had this long workout, and then Wednesday it was shortly followed by a quick, intense 25 kettlebell swings, 25 burpees as fast as possible. Yeah. Rest 5 minutes, do it again, try to beat your score, which was awful. But we talked about this a little bit, too, in the programming cycle, how the amount of calories burned in the one beforehand and then coming in, the intensity has to be different on that quick sprint. And so that can factor in with rest days, too.
Yeah.
You know, and how you treat that. You know, Tuesday, you may not have treated it as a all-out intense for the, you know, 25 minutes, but you're continuously working. Whereas that Wednesday, it's all out 100%.
Yeah. Yet your metabolism is going crazy and working overtime, even though that was only a 4 to 5 or 3 minute workout 2 times. So that's just as important as those longer ones to go at 100%. If you did that Wednesday workout at 50%, your metabolism isn't going all day as it would if you were going 100%.
Right.
Yeah, let's come back to that. But I would like to go.
Did we skip you?
Are you still here?
You skip,
I thought you just moderated.
You skip me. I don't have lunch yet. So I think it's interesting to see, too, and bring in perspective of, like, you know, where you're at in that season of life, too. So ideally, you know, CrossFit teaches 3 times, you know, 3 days on, 1 day off. What is it? It goes back 2 days on,
Well, if you have a
and you know, really realistically, that doesn't work for most people in the sense of they have family, they have weekends or commitment. There's all sorts of things that come up. So, ideally, I think having a rest day. You know, if you look at just where we're at, you know, in our culture, most people are going to work out Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
You know, some people come here. We have a good group that comes here on Saturday, but it's, I think a lot of that's just because they love being here.
Right.
So you have that dynamic too. But I do think, like for me, Sunday, I can't say I'm not doing anything because I may be cleaning the gym or I might be, you know, playing football with the kids. So it's not that I'm just sitting there eating ice cream, but I do think it's important to have a day where you are moving. If it's the limber 11 or you're out playing football, you're doing something, but that you are not doing what you would consider exercise or working out. It might be sport, but I still think there is a place where you are letting your body recover or recreate in that sense and just resting your body, your mind. So, but come back to me, I think for me, just the season of life that I'm in, a year and a half ago, I was doing like more of like a 3 day on, 1 day off. And I felt like I was training like 5 days a week maybe. And it was pretty, it had like a very specific goal. But now just with where I'm at, like I'm like lucky to get 3 days in,
right?
Maybe 4 days in. And I'm okay with that. Like I'm doing plenty of stuff. I'm building closets or whatever it is. But so, I think we have to take that in account too. Like where are we at in life and what does that look like?
Absolutely. But, and we're all at different spots.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a 54-year-old retired coach here.
Who's planning on going to Masters the game
next year.
You just added 6 years to my life. I appreciate it.
Really?
48.
You're only 48?
That's
golly.
It.
Golly.
You look great for
you appreciate look great it, for 54. So, I mean, depending on your stage of life, I mean, we just, my wife and I had a kid 2 years ago, and that was probably the busiest season we've had. And our training, you know, our training mentality had to completely change with that. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you have, you know, maybe you have four kids and you've got all different ages and they've got different recreations and you're pouring into them, I mean, you've got to prioritize your life, you know. And for me right now, it's, you know, I have the opportunity to do those 6 days a week and cram them in. But I think you brought up a good point. The three-on, one-off model is meant to be three-on, take 1 day off and go play a sport, learn new things. Part of CrossFit is learning new sports, getting out and being active and using your fitness outside the gym, you know, another 3 days on, and then you take 1 day completely off.
Yeah.
Where you just let your body just absolutely recover. You know, for me, that Sundays, I don't do anything on Sundays as far as, you know, working out, because it's just the busiest day that Kendall and I have in our week where we're constantly, you know, running around. But it's just nice to take that day and not exercise.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that we learned at our level one course and through all of our research in CrossFit is that we don't do CrossFit to get better at CrossFit. We do CrossFit to be better at life.
Yeah.
And I think oftentimes as a gym member, we try to come and crush it so we can get better at blank in the gym. But if you think about the functional movement, and that's what CrossFit is. You're going to get better at picking up a bottle or a case of water at Walmart and putting it in your cart because you're clean and jerking here. You're going to get better at putting something up on a shelf in your garage because you're snatching here. And I think we often forget that
yeah.
CrossFit is about getting better at life.
Absolutely.
And here at our gym, it's about getting better inside and out, and I think that's a very important point that we.
That's so good. I was just thinking on the way here about we're going to talk about goals at some point in the next couple of episodes, but taking that holistic idea, the view. I know for me, I have some big goals for inside out, and part of that is the overall person. So you're right. If I'm, you know, I used to kind of say this to people: if you are great in the gym but suck at life, like. We'll clap for you, but I mean, wow. So that's why you don't find mirrors, you know, as much in places, although I think mirrors would help when we're teaching technique and stuff. But we're not over here looking at the gun show necessarily, although people have those goals. But it is, yeah, Brian's got the guns. But it is that holistic perspective that we're shooting for. So taking account where you're at in life and seasons, I think, is so important. And I think there is the other side of it, too, though. If you're coming one time a week, you know, one of my business mentors told me one time, he said, man will spend all of his health to gain wealth, only to spend all of his wealth to gain his health back. So it's got to be important to you. So fitness, you can't just come one time a week, but I think for most people, three times a week, four times a week with some good rest days and getting out and playing with the kids or whatever else, it's so important. So if you're the one that's coming 7 days a week, 6 days a week, you know, and your body's beat up, then probably you need to work something out. But if you're one of those that comes one time a week, you know, three times a month, like you've probably got to be on the other end and start looking at how can I fit it in, because at some point, you know, it's going to catch up with you and life's going to find you and you're not going to be fit for the moment.
Right.
So, but anyway, back to, I think what Brian was saying about intensity, what we were talking about. If you are training 5-6 days a week, with our programming, what do you guys, when you come into workout, what are you looking to do?
So, and I think that's great, because I do want to clarify my statement of working out 6 days a week. Not every single day do I come in and intend to crush the workout. You know, and we do have the benefit of seeing the entire month, you know, worth of programming in advance. But, you know, if I come in and try to crush every single workout, my body is going to be absolutely wrecked. I probably will hit adrenal fatigue and I'm going to burn out, and then I'm going to stop, you know, CrossFit, you know, completely. There'd be a point where it would just, you know, crush me. And one of my biggest goals is just consistency. You know, I would go through seasons where I would come into the gym, you know, 6 days a week and try to crush it all the time, but then I'd be out for 2 weeks because my body just couldn't handle it. You know, and, you know, one of my mentors a while back said, just be consistent. Just come in consistently, put in the work, and there are going to be some days where the workout's just going to be 75-80%. I'm going to come in, I'm going to move, I'm going to get some good mobility. Learn a few new things. You know, even as coaches, we're constantly learning from each other. And so that's kind of my goal with that. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, I'm coming in 6 days a week, I want to pick one or two workouts of that week that I'm going to absolutely try to crush. Mm-hmm. And then everything else, I'm just going to learn the movements and get under some weight and move.
Wait, you get to see the whole month ahead of time? How come I don't get that?
I mean, I don't look at it, but I have access to it. I just, you know, if we're coaching Sunrise Wide, I'll look at it about 6 o'clock in the morning. And,
oh gosh.
One of the things that we've been talking about a lot lately in our workouts is this whole concept of 80%, and I think that's a very hard thing to find, what your 80% is, and that takes practice. When we talk about 80%. And working at 80%, that's so that you have 100% left for the last 20% of the workout. So the concept of working at 80% means you're going to work at 80% for 80% of the workout. And then the last 20% of the workout, you're working at 100%. And that would be for longer type workouts, anything that's over 6 minutes. And that is a hard thing to find. I have yet to find mine. I think once in the last 2 weeks, I went, yes, I finally did it. And then the next time, I screwed it up. Like that long 25-minute, total disaster for me. I did it completely wrong, attacked it the wrong way. I thought I had a plan, didn't have a plan. So one of the things you want to start practicing within the next 2 weeks before the open or a week and a half, whatever it is finding your 80%, going into those workouts with a plan so you can figure out how to best attack one of these open workouts or post-open workout. Down the road when we're working out here, what you can do to attack and be more efficient in your workouts so that you have some gas left in the tank for the last 20.
And I think sometimes not even going to that 100%, but just being able to know where your 80% is and go at the end of the workout when there's another 3 minutes left to go, I could have pushed it, but I didn't. So continue to stay in that zone. And just working through that, I think, like today, for instance, there's no measure on the board. Mm-hmm. And we do that. I like doing that specifically so that, number one, I don't have to be at the bottom of the leaderboard every time. But number two, that way people who just are so aggressive and they just that consumes them of I need to be at the top, it gives an opportunity to go, you know what, if I'm at the top, nobody's going to know it, mm-hmm. you know, and I can sit here and work on form, I can pick the right load, it doesn't matter, and I can stay in that and not worry about the race. I know you coached the class. Is that how it kind of felt when you were doing it?
Yeah, I think people like that. Like, kind of like Brandon was saying, too, especially if you're coming, you know, 5-6 days a week, it's kind of nice to have that day where you can kind of just come in and put, like, some good solid work in, you know, and not kind of worry so much about, like, where you're ranking up, you know, in comparison to everyone else. Just kind of come in and get some good work
in. It feels like a practice day, just getting some solid work in.
Yeah.
So, Brian, you were talking about the going all out, like, yesterday. Which I didn't do that workout. I hate workouts like that. And we actually have Fran coming up on Monday.
Woo! Yes. You're listening to this. It's been a while.
Yeah, so Fran. You're doing Fran today or Monday.
Yeah.
You're listening to it right now. So that's going to be just stupid. But I hate workouts like that because it just pushes me. I've never thrown up, I don't think, in a workout. Never plan to throw up in a workout. I felt like I was going to throw up and work out, but, I mean, some of you guys just like doing that. Brandon loves throwing up.
Ugh.
But I enjoy those. I enjoy those pacing workouts. I enjoy not really pushing myself, except maybe one time a week, like really, really hard. That's just what I like.
Well, and that just, you know, kind of brings us to, you know, the whole point of today's podcast is the variability of CrossFit. Right, there's some workouts that 25 minute, 30 minute, where it's just kind of grueling, kind of pacing it out, and then there's the ones where you get to come in and you've got to give it 100%. And that's what I love about CrossFit. There's a novelty there. There's something there that is different than what people have seen outside of CrossFit. You know, and that's what makes this sport fun is the different stimulus that it provides to your body, and that's what makes rest days important. And I will say that the guy who takes one a week. That makes those rest days important. If you're going to come and put your body under the crucible of CrossFit, you've got to take those rest days, and you got to be smart about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I was telling my class yesterday with that, you know, it was probably 3 minutes or under work with 5 minute rest, so almost a one to two rest ratio. You know, you get done and you feel like, man, that was, you kind of, you recover. It takes, 10, 15 minutes to recover. But then, like Alyssa was able to go run or whatever, versus the 25 minutes, like it took me all day long. Like I just felt drained.
That's how I feel right now after doing the row this morning. I'm just like,
So it's crazy. But what I was telling my group is if you, like Brian said, if you will push to that 97%, like just right there, you are pushing the limits. You are really trying to figure out if you're going to die in this portion of the workout. The benefits, they're saying up to 24 hours, your metabolism is spiked. And a lot, I know a big portion of that is your body's trying to reset, trying to recover and fuel itself, which is causing your body to work harder, burn calories. So there's such a balance, there's such a need for that training plus that moderate to, intensity where we're moving. Can you guys talk about that? I actually got to step out. I'm going to do a goal setting session. But
I'll say this about that. When we were talking about burning more calories on that longer workout, I was ravenous when I woke up the next morning. Mm. I mean, I was absolutely, trying to fuel my body, we can talk about nutrition on another podcast, but the proper amount of food that you had to eat. But I was ready for the next one. I was ready for that intense workout.
Going into yesterday's workout, I jokingly said something to Brandon, should we go all out? And right before the workout, Brandon said, this is a Brian workout, go all out. And that was an interesting, comment because I like going all out. And I did try to go all out for as hard as I could for that workout. Didn't quite match my time on the second round. But I also like the long 25ers because that gives you an opportunity to learn. And I think if we just come to the gym to knock out the workout and not learn something about ourselves and about how we can function not only in the gym, but saving some of that extra 20% for life also. I learned so much in that 25-minute workout. And then the workout before that, when we had the wall balls and the power cleans, I think, the hang power cleans, I learned so much in that workout because I screwed that one up too. And I come back and I sit here on this couch and I make some notes about what I did, and then I can have a better plan going into the next workout. So even if you don't do well in a workout, take some notes, learn something from it. Brandon even remembers that comment. I finished that wall ball hang clean thing. I said, well, that was a waste. And he laughed. And I said, well, you know what, man, it wasn't. And I took some notes about what I did wrong and how I can do better next time. So when I go into a workout like that, I've got a better idea of how to attack it with a better plan, hence a better idea about how to attack life. Just like when Nick says, looking at your goals. We've got our goals all the time. That's for another podcast. But how did you do well on your goals this month, last month, and then how can you attack them better? So I try to mirror life and CrossFit as much as possible.
Yeah, and like going off of what Brian said too about having those workouts where we work at a slower pace, you guys, that's nice because we're able to slow the movements down and focus more on form, you know? I mean, if we're doing a workout like Fran, right, which is 21-15-9, thrusters and pull-ups as fast as we can, right? There's nothing about doing 25 crappy thrusters at 100% speed, you know, that's going to make your thruster that much better. So on days that we have, you know, more time to kind of slow down, work at that 80%, like, we're going to get better during those times too because we're able to focus more on the form.
And, you know, and not to toot the horn of coaches, but this is where it's important to have a coach, because 21-15-9 thrusters and pull-ups is meant to be a certain stimulus. If you cannot do 21-15-9 thrusters, pull-ups, and that six-minute sprint, right, that sub-six-minute sprint, at the weight that it calls for, we need to do a couple of things. The coach either needs to adjust the rep scheme to where you can go all out, or adjust the weight to where you can go all out, because there's a different pace for 21-15-9 for some people than there is for 9-6-3, right? And if you're going to go, if you're going to get that same stimulus at 9-6-3 or 12-9-6, that someone who's got a 4-minute Fran time at 21-15-9, then, you know, the coach should have the wisdom to go, hey, we're going to scale this back, and I want you to go that 100%. And that's the stimulus we're talking about, you know, with that kettlebell swing burpee workout where it's 100% all out. There were some people yesterday who did 10 burpees or 15 burpees, or, you know, in kettlebell swings, and they got the exact stimulus that they needed to get, whereas if had they done 25, they would have sat with most of the workout with their hands on their knees.
Right.
And that's not the stimulus that you need. That's more that Tuesday long workout. So, you know, I think this is where it's important, even us as coaches, to kind of take the advice of our coach, our fearless overlord, Nick. So.
Yeah, guys, one more thing, too, just kind of hopping back. Back talking about rest days. I actually did read a really good article, you guys, that was just kind of talking about the importance of rest days and kind of the negative effects if we don't kind of work those into our weeks. There's a couple negative kind of side effects, you guys, if we're kind of avoiding the rest day, okay? Just kind of want to hit on those real quick. So including decreased performance, okay? So obviously that's a big thing. We're not going to be able to come in and go 100% every day like we've kind of talked about.
That explains my times on the board.
Right. Fatigue, even altered hormonal state. So like Brandon was saying, like adrenal fatigue. Poor sleeping patterns, you guys, decreased immunity, and then loss of appetite and mood swings, okay? So resting is just as important as the working out aspect, you guys.
What are you talking about? I gotta rest.
You have to rest because it's an equal part of the process, okay? It's an equal part of the process, you guys, to building that strength, endurance, and muscle, okay? So just keep that in mind.
And I'll say this just to end on that. You know, if you are, obviously none of us are doctors, so we're not going to give you medical advice on that. But if you are feeling like you're exhibiting some of those symptoms of that hormonal imbalance, don't let that be the first thing your mind goes to. You know, first when you kind of look at your eating habits and then go from there. But all that to say, this is the gym that we've branded, the gym that finds you happy. We want you to live life to its fullest inside and outside the gym. We want you to be the best person inside and out. And I think this is a great question to kind of discuss. And as always, if you have any questions about, you know, your workout schedule, please feel free to come and ask us. We'd love to walk you through that. Couple announcements. We've got a rowing clinic coming up Thursday. If you haven't already signed up, we're going to talk about rowing. We're going to talk about double unders. We're going to talk about box jumps. I made the joke a couple podcasts ago that this is the boring one. I promise I'm not going to make it boring. We're actually going to do a really fun workout, and we're going to use my definition of fun on this one. Really fun workout that involves all three of those movements, and I'm hoping to you will learn something from it, become a better rower, more efficient double under, and hopefully make those box jumps not as terrifying and fatiguing. So Be sure to sign up for that if you haven't. It's Thursday, February 16th. And then next week starts the Open. Woo! So we are getting ready for First Friday Night Lights. Prepare for your prepare with your team. If you haven't signed up for a team yet, come see me. I'm going to get you on a team. We definitely want you to be a part of this. It's going to be the best fun, the most fun season of CrossFit Inside Out of the year. So be up for that. We're excited. Thanks for listening. Be sure to review us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Or 4-star if you think we deserve that. I never give anything 5 stars on reviews unless it's absolutely perfect. So even if you want to give us a 4-star, we completely understand. Write a review about us. We appreciate you listening. Hope you have a great week.
Thanks, guys.
And don't forget to subscribe to your mom, your grandma, your dog, that guy you met on the street the other day. All right, thanks, guys.
That sounded really southern. Like, I'm from Alabama, and that sounded really southern.
I'm not doing it again.
No, that was it. We're going to use that one.
What is subscribe?
Subscribe to the podcast.
It automatically, anytime I publish it, you get an update of when it comes out.
And what was the other one? What was that?
Rate and review.
Rate and review?
Where do you do that?
On iTunes. Oh, yeah, iTunes?
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
What's it called?
This is Big League. CrossFit Inside Out.
Ugh.
Big League. Oh. No, it's not Big League.
That's a great one.
My brother said it to me once.
On today's podcast, we talk about rest days, recovery days, how to program them, intensity, WOD pacing. I'm going to start that over. Hey guys, on today's podcast, we're going to talk about WOD intensity, pacing, how you should program and schedule your rest days. Hey guys, on today's podcast, we're going to answer your questions. We're talking about WOD intensity, how to schedule rest and recovery days, and what it looks like to be.
I need a third one. I feel like I need another one.
Hey guys, on today's podcast, we're going to talk about rest and recovery days. Hey guys, on today's podcast, we are answering your questions. We are going to talk about rest days, recovery days, how to schedule your week, and how to...
Yeah, well...
I know!
Rest days, recovery, programming, pacing, that's it. Schedule...
All right. Hey guys, on today's podcast, we're going to answer your questions. We're talking about rest days, recovery days, how to schedule your week, WOD intensity, and pacing. Dang it. Let's just switch those out. This is terrible. I hate doing this.
Take seven. Get it under 10. You can do it under 10.
Hey guys, on today's podcast, we are answering your questions. We're going to talk about rest days and recovery days, how to pace those. WOD intensity. Dang it. This is, I'm just.
Sorry. Sorry, I would be so nervous. You're fine. You're doing great.
Hey guys, on today's podcast, we're going to talk about pacing and WOD intensity. We're going to look at your week and how to schedule your rest and recovery days, why they're important. Nope, I wanted to start it with something different. Yep. Nah. Hey guys, on today's podcast, we are answering your questions. We're going to talk about WOD intensity and how to pace them. We're going to look at how to program your rest and recovery days and how to schedule your perfect week here at CrossFit Inside Out. Yeah!